Today on the DML News Podcast, Donald J. Trump getting annihilated in New York once again, as every single liberal in New York is considered for jury duty. We've got stuff on Biden, videos of him falling asleep. You don't want to miss it. Plus, so many things about immigration, the destruction of schools, videos that are going to make you scream. And by the way, somebody just got suspended for saying illegal alien. So much in today's show. Get ready, because it's all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. Across from me is my son Dennis. Behind the controls is my son Ryan. In fact, Ryan, turn your microphone on. We're going to be bringing you in today's show. Real quick, want to get through this quick. You who are listening on Facebook or on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts, you cannot be, or Spotify for that matter, any of the other places, you cannot be with us through that the whole show. We're only going to give you half the show because of the censorship field that is up now. Every single day, I'm getting a violation for telling the truth. If I'm going into stories about little Dennis wants to cut off his pee-pee and become Denise, if I talk about that, if I show you videos, I get kicked down. If I show you something about an illegal alien beaten up on a cop, I'm told that video is not permissible because it shows violence. What are you talking about? If people don't see what's happening in the country, we cannot have a smart country. So therefore, here's what we do. We actually use Facebook. We use Apple. We use YouTube. All these places, we use them as free advertising, to be quite honest. We're trying to explain to you, this is the best damn podcast there is. You want to stick with us? You want to help us stay in business, because we don't take the advertisements from them anymore. We've rejected their money. You want to come on over to us? Here's what you have to do. Stick with us every day, because you know Facebook's not going to put me in your feed once in a while. Oh, there's DML. Haven't seen him in a few years. Yeah. If you have the DML News app, though, you get me every day. Download the DML News app from the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store. You turn the notifications on. You go to tab 5. It says interact. You look at the top. You say Team DML Memberships. You become a member for as little as $2.50 per month. You get so many other things, live chat, text, help, everything you possibly want. I can't list it all right now, but there's so many different levels to which you can pick. And if you're a DML CBD lover, or you think that you want to start boosting the immune system and be with the Ferrari of DML CBD, that's what it is. You come on over, you get so many different deals from being on there. That being said, the most important part, I think, in this presidential election is you get this full show, both in audio or in video, whichever one you prefer. So I already told you what to do. If you don't have a smartphone, go to teamdml.com on your computer or on your desktop, and you do the same thing. It is so easy to join thousands of people who are just like you with no censorship. Dennis, let's get right into it. You know, we've been doing this program here for a while, and I told everybody back a long time ago that when it came time for jury selection, we were going to get our real first glimpse of how bad they want to throw Trump in jail. We've already seen with the civil trials how they want to strip him of his money. $83 million to the woman who claims she was sexually abused, but can't remember the details, as you said yesterday. $450 million for Trump saying, hey, my buildings are worth X, and insurance companies and lenders saying, actually, we think it's X plus one. Here's some money. Let's do business again. No victim, but Trump is still the criminal. And now they're trying to lock him up for something as silly as putting something down as an office expense when it really was a travel expense on his taxes. Ridiculous. Craziness. But I said, you watch. That jury will be stacked. They will make it so this way there's not a single person on there. We are going to start this show with a very unusual way of doing things. We are going to play a clip, it's a long one at that, from Fox News' Jesse Waters. I actually watched it last night because I was told he had a rundown of the first seven jurors who were picked for this trial. It will blow your mind. Ryan, play the video.
So far, seven jurors have been seated. Here's what we know about them. The foreman, juror number one. He's a salesman from Harlem, who was born in Ireland. He used to be a waiter, didn't finish college, and likes anything outdoorsy. He's married with no kids. His wife's in school. He gets his news from the New York Times, the Daily Mail, and some Fox News and MSNBC. Never met anybody who watches both Fox and MSNBC, but okay. That guy's your jury foreman. Juror number two, a nurse from the Upper East Side with a master's degree. She's not married, has no kids, and lives with her fiancé, who works in finance. She gets her news from the New York Times, Google, and CNN. She said two things that really stuck out. One, quote, I don't really have an opinion of Trump. And, quote, no one is above the law. I'm not so sure about juror number two. Juror number three is a young Asian lawyer from Oregon. His corporate law firm features DEI on its homepage. He's single, lives in Chelsea, and was wearing a purple jacket. Okay? He claims he's not super familiar with Trump's other charges. He likes to hike and run and gets his news from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and Google. Juror number four is a Puerto Rican who finds Trump fascinating and mysterious. Quote, he walks into a room and he sets people off one way or the other. I find that really interesting that this one guy can do all this. Wow. The guy was actually born in Puerto Rico, lives on the Lower East Side now, and works in IT. He's married and he has grandkids. Wife's a writer. Previously served on a jury, but says he doesn't remember the verdict. He gets his news from the New York Daily News, the New York Times, and Google. Anyway, juror number five, a black woman in her 20s who doesn't follow the news and didn't know Trump was facing charges, anywhere. She lives in Harlem. She's a teacher. She's not married, has no kids, and lives with her brother, who's a basketball coach. She gets her news from Google and TikTok. She also listens to Charlemagne the God. Juror number six is a woman in her 20s who works for Disney. She made the courtroom laugh because she wanted to know if the trial would be over before September because she's a bridesmaid in her sister's wedding. She's not married, has no kids, and likes to dance. She lives with three roommates and gets her news from the New York Times, Google, Facebook, and of course TikTok, and says she doesn't have strong feelings about Trump one way or the other. Okay. Juror number seven is a middle-aged, balding white guy with a tan. He lives on the Upper East Side, and you guessed it, another lawyer whose firm is big into DEI and ESG. He's originally from North Carolina, married with two kids, and his wife works at a bank. He gets his news from the New York Times, the Journal, the New York Post, the Washington Post, and he listens to NPR. So that's the jury of Trump's peers so far. The fate of a billionaire real estate tycoon, TV celebrity turned 45th president of the United States is in the hands of New York City lawyers, teachers, and Disney workers who like to dance and get their news from the Times, but swear they can be impartial.
All right, Dennis. So here's what we've got. We've got seven jurors so far. There's more being picked today. Each one of these jurors pretty much says they get their news from either Google, TikTok, the New York Times. Mm-hmm. You could put a little Facebook in there. You can put a little CNN in there. So let's see. The New York Times is the most leftist rag there is in the world. Google is so far left. I get so many violations from Google every single day. They're far left. If you try to put something in about Trump being a great president, you're going to get search results that say he's the worst ever. You try to put in search results that says Biden's a horrible president, you're going to get a list of things that says he's the best president ever. So tainted. TikTok, information coming out from the Chinese. You tell me, Dennis, out of those seven jurors, if your life was on the line, is there one juror in that pile that would make you feel as if you can sleep at night?
No, I mean, the closest one was maybe the first one, but it just gets worse after that. I mean, you got a Disney employee who's more concerned about her sister's upcoming wedding. You got a black woman who listens to Charlemagne the God, which says everything it needs to.
Which is a black guy, and he's a lefty.
Very lefty.
Yeah, yep. And he does a Comedy Central show. That yes. tells you everything you need
to
know.
And he hates Trump.
Hates him.
And then you have a Puerto Rican man who, you know, lives within New York City and finds Trump fascinating, but even the description there just sounds a little like, you know, concerning is the best way. So, no, I would not want my fate in the hands of these people, without a question.
So it's only going to get worse today. It is only going to get worse today. There are 80, I think it was, what did Jesse Waters say? I think it was like 86% of Manhattan voted for Joe Biden. So to try to find a conservative in this whole thing is a needle in a haystack. And that haystack is pretty much about the size of Texas. That's how hard it is. So with that in mind, Trump just being the special, I'm never gonna stop fighting kind of guy he is, when he's done sitting in the courtroom for 8 hours having to hear every single person explain who they are, where they watch their news, where they read their news, who they voted for, who they didn't voting for. I mean, how painfully slow. The rest of us would all go home and go to bed and go to sleep. Not Trump. He goes out and campaigns. We've got a video right now of, I think it is, Trump visiting a bodega that, if you remember, was robbed. The bodega owner defended himself, wound up stabbing the guy who was trying to kill him, and Alvin Bragg threw the guy in jail and was going to bring him up on charges for basically defending himself. Trump is out in New York right now campaigning. God bless the man. Play the video, Ryan.
Wow. He's heading into the bodega. They're chanting 4 more years on the ground here in West Harlem. Who would ever think that Trump would have chance in the inner city of the upper Manhattan area of Harlem, which leads into Washington Heights. And there's a lot of crime around here. The subway line, the N train just south of here, is the most dangerous subway in New York City. Dangerous subway line. The north end of Central Park, very dangerous. So Trump's coming back to greet the crowd, walking into the store with his entourage, his Secret Service, and we expect him out shortly, Amanda.
You know, Dennis, one of the other things that I looked at with these jurors is, and I believe this all along, you're going to have a multifaceted bunch. In one case, you're going to have people who are saying, I want to be on this jury because I'm going to be able to write a book and make millions of dollars. So they're going to lie, cheat, steal, do anything they can to get on that jury. That scares the hell out of me. Because anybody with common sense who really reads the New York Times and knows where they're sitting would say, I don't read news at all. I'm so tired of the news cycle. I don't read it all. Do you know Donald Trump? Yeah, I know. He was the president of the United States. I'm not even into politics. I'm not into it. Yeah. So, you know, who did you vote for? I don't even remember. You know, or I didn't vote. Whatever it is, these people will lie so they can get on there so this way they can become famous and write a book, and they will be paid heavily for that. The second sort of person you get is the person who's going to lie simply because they want Donald Trump to burn in hell. Oh, no, I don't have any kind of opinions of him. No, not at all. And then meanwhile, you go look at their social media and you get a little different story. Don't we have something like that?
Yes. I mean, this comes out of Breitbart. New York Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan, who's the man running this whole thing, yep, reportedly allowed a juror who celebrated former President Trump's 2020 loss on social media to remain in the jury pool. Yeah. So during Tuesday's jury selection, Trump's defense attorney tried to prevent a potential juror, this one, from staying on the case because she full on social media celebrated Trump's 2020 loss. And Trace Gallagher, he reported, they wanted to have a peremptory challenge to excuse the juror because they thought that she had, or that she could be impartial, but social media posts that apparently had her celebrating Trump's loss in 2020 proved otherwise. So they challenged her. The judge said, nope, she can be impartial. She stays.
So there you go. The deck is stacked unbelievably. Now, as I noted, people are actually being caught with lies. Oh no, I didn't think anything. Nothing. And didn't we find somebody who had a lock 'em up post or something of that nature?
Yes, yeah. So there was a potential juror who was dismissed after Trump's legal team found lock 'em up posts on social media. So this was, oh yeah. So one of them was lock him up. And then another social media post from the same juror reportedly said, get him out, as in get him out of office.
Right. So what we're seeing is exactly what I predicted 9 months ago. You will have a stacked jury pool. You will have an impossibility in front of you if you are Trump's lawyers in trying to actually find anybody who really can go into this with no bias. This is why we don't have political courts. It is impossible to get a fair trial. Donald Trump is never going to get a fair trial in the state of New York, especially in the city of New York. There is no freaking way. Now, meanwhile, in the videos that I've seen where Trump's outside, he's walking around, more people chanting for, we want Trump, we want Trump, we want Trump. But you know what? The people of New York who are going to be on that juror pool are going to be the most radical of radicals. The New York Times has never, that I know of, ever printed a positive story of Donald J. Trump, ever. Google never has given anything positive about Donald J. Trump, ever. So don't tell me that this is Lady Justice and that you are innocent until found guilty. This is what I said yesterday. You are guilty until we can finally prove you are guilty. And that's the way it goes. Now, the other thing that was disgusting, Dennis, was that the mainstream media was poking fun at Trump because somebody said on a tweet, Trump is closing his eyes while he's there inside. He looked like he was falling asleep. I don't know about you. Has anybody ever had to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles where you're sitting there and you got to wait? I mean, in New York, it used to be you used to wait three times. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've actually sat there and I've just actually just closed my eyes because it's just horrifying. Can you imagine being in a law, in a legal setting where lawyers are up grilling people? Half the people can't even talk the right way. What's your name? Right? You're just sitting there and you're hearing the same thing over and over, and you just want to kind of give yourself a closed eye moment. The mainstream media making fun of this guy falling asleep.
Not to mention that this is what his like 50th time probably this year having to be inside a courtroom.
Yeah. Trump has more energy than most 25-year-olds. But you tell me, folks, Ryan right now is going to play a clip of Joe Biden literally eyes closed, sleeping as he's being talked to in a room filled with press cameras and you name it. He's sitting with a person representing the Jewish community and he is falling asleep on him. Ryan, play the video.
Yet another chapter in the beautiful story of the friendship between our two nations, the United States of America and the Jewish and Democratic State of Israel. Both of us who seek to do good and need to be strong. Both of us who are...
Dennis, unfair courts, open borders, children wanting to change their body parts. We're going to show stuff today that's going to blow the mind. Joe Biden's America is an absolute colossal fail. It is just getting worse day by day. There are a few things we want to share with people here just to kind of give you a highlight of how bad things are under this guy. What is going on here? We have a somebody who's part of the military. His wife is fooling around with a little kid in a car. What's the deal? Give the details.
Yeah, so this comes from Colin Rugg. The woman who was found naked in a car with her student is married to Department of Defense Commander William Ward. Aaron Ward was charged with felony sexual abuse for hooking up with a teen in her husband's car. Her husband, Doug Ward, is a high-ranking government official who was reportedly appointed deputy director of the commander's action group and senior nuclear deterrence advisor at the U.S. Strategic Command. His wife was found naked at 3 a.m. in a car with a naked teen. Aaron Ward reportedly admitted to having sex with the teen boy, who was her student at Burke High School in Omaha. Ironically, Doug Ward has liked multiple posts condemning child sexual abuse within the Catholic Church. Wow.
So there you go. Welcome to Joe Biden's America. where all of his people, right? What has he got? He's got a guy sitting. Is it a guy or a gal? I don't want to use the wrong thing. Sitting at the top of Health and Human Services, right? Levine, whatever that one is. Then, of course, he had the other person. I can't remember where this guy was. Remember the guy who dressed up in drag and stole people's stole people's
luggage
from the airport, women's luggage. Then, of course, we've got Buttigieg, right? We know what he likes to do. And then, of course, now we've got this whole thing, right, where we've got, you know, Mr. Department of Defense and his wife is not having an affair in a car with another guy, but with a little kid. Comes right out of Joe Biden's book. Comes right out of the book of the administration of the misfits. This is the misfits administration. If you're a misfit, apply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rainbow House.
The Rainbow House. There you go. Right? Yeah. So let's move on. Denver, a highly Democrat run city. You can't get more blue than Denver. Well, the mayor there was crying a river about how many illegal aliens were coming in. Please stop. This is after Denver declared themselves as a sanctuary city. But now the Denver mayor is taking a stand, Dennis. He needs money for illegal aliens, and something's going to have to go because you can't take from one part without taking away from another. Why don't you give us the details about what this brilliant, brainiac, liberal, sanctuary city mayor is doing in Denver?
Yeah, so this comes from Travis and Flint. The Democrat mayor of Denver has found enough money to pay for the migrants, and all he had to do was cut the police and firefighters' budget to do so. He now has a total of $90 million for migrants in 2024 after cutting $8 million from police and $2.5 million from firefighters. The budget cuts will avoid layoffs, but will freeze hiring on currently open positions. The funding will cover housing and work programs for the illegal immigrants.
Okay. So Dennis is now playing it super duper safe because he's calling them illegal immigrants.
I'm sorry. I was just reading it as is. Yeah. They're illegal aliens.
They're illegal aliens.
Apparently, if you use that term.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a second. But let's just review this whole thing in Denver for a second. Okay. If you are a taxpayer in Denver, Colorado, you're paying federal tax, right? Well, of course, this is assuming you have a job. You're paying federal tax. You're paying Social Security. You're paying city tax. You're paying state tax. Your federal tax is going to pay for the illegal aliens on a national level. Your state and city tax are now going to pay for the illegal aliens to be able to get a work permit and work against you, basically, because they're going to drag down wages for everybody, especially minorities and kids who are trying, college kids, high school kids, forget it. And you are basically going to work. So this way, you can make it so illegal aliens have a nice life in here. Because don't forget about your property tax that you pay. Your property tax pays for the schools. And the schools are giving free education and changing everything upside down for these illegal aliens. Now, in addition to that, if you could stomach that, try calling 911 when you've got a fire in your house or you've got a burglar hitting your house, and maybe that burglar is an illegal alien. A cop isn't going to come, and the fire department's going to be slow to arrive because now they've got massive budget cuts. So not only is that sanctuary city drowning your money, they are putting you in harm's way by allowing illegal aliens with horrible backgrounds to come in and stay and do whatever they want. And they're putting you in on a double security risk because why? Because you don't have cops and firemen. And then there's the third triple risk, which is basically you now are going to be subject at some point in this country to an act of terrorism. And the reason why I say that is we're going to switch this around here for a second. We're going to play you a video right now, another video of death to America. This is right out of New York, right out of another blue city. Ryan, play Death to America, please.
What do you think about the USA?
What do I think about the USA? It should burn! Death to America!
Yeah, that's Joe Biden's America. So good luck for you, Denver. You know what I would do if I were the governor, Dennis? If I were the governor of Texas, if I was Mr. Abbott? Mr. Abbott, if you're listening, if you're not, wake up. If you're listening, You must take every illegal alien that you bus. Stop sending them to New York for a minute. They're overwhelmed. Every single bus needs to go to Denver and to Colorado in general. You will flip that state to back to red if you do. Keep loading them on, inundate them like you've been inundated and we've all been inundated for a long time.
Right.
Now, with that said, Dennis, going back to illegal immigrant, for people who don't know, illegal alien is not some crazy little term that came up. Illegal alien is the official term of a person who is in this country illegally without documentation. An alien is a person, believe it or not, okay? Illegal alien is in almost every single document written by the Supreme Court with regard to immigration and illegal immigration. It is a legal term. But there's a boy who used the legal term in his school paper, and Dennis is going to give you the details on what happened.
Yeah, so this comes out of a high school in North Carolina, which is a little surprising here, Davidson High School, Central Davidson High School. And the tweet is here is from Libs of TikTok. This is Christian. He's a 16-year-old student at Davidson High School. He was suspended for 3 days after using the term illegal alien in an English assignment paper because it's offensive and disrespectful, quote unquote. Now his record could be damaged because of this suspension, and he was going for a athletic scholarship. So, and Ryan can throw up the picture of this kid. I mean, he's a 16-year-old. So my understanding here is you can chant death to America, have no repercussions, probably not lose your job and not even end up on the FBI radar. And a lot of these protests have been happening at colleges and schools. But to your point, if you use a legally recognized term, you're subject to suspension.
So if that kid is my kid, I am suing. And here you go, because I'm going to get a lot of money for my kid. I'm suing the teacher. I'm suing the principal personally. I'm suing the school. I'm suing the superintendent personally. I'm suing the school district. I am suing the mayor. I am suing the governor. And I'm suing any single other person that my lawyer says, let's sue. And I am going to sue them heavily. It's almost as if I was taking them upside down and just shaking the money from their pockets.
Yeah.
It is a legal word.
Yeah, it's a legal word. And, you know, they're with more detail here, they're trying to spin it that it was offensive and disrespectful to the classmates in his class that are Hispanic. And what I find ridiculous, and I did it in my morning briefing, is that when you look at the meter and polling range of where Hispanic voters are gravitating towards, almost like year after year, they are starting to gravitate towards Republican candidates, and especially Trump, especially Hispanic males. And I think what people get misconstrued here is that those that came legally, or even those that just have a background on it, do not want to associate themselves with those that came here illegally and crossed the border. You know, when Biden says he's going for the Hispanic vote because he has been making heavy rounds on trying to win back those numbers, he's not going for Hispanic Americans. He's going for Hispanic illegal aliens because he knows that they're going to vote for him en masse because he's basically allowed the border to be open and there's just no repercussions or legal distinction with these illegals coming over.
Well, yesterday you and I talked about how there's a new NGO, non-government organization, that is handing out flyers written in Spanish. We translated the whole thing. It was posted by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, that they are handing out to illegal aliens as they're crossing the border. Notification says, do not forget to vote for Joe Biden. And there are many states that are not requiring anything other than a social security number to be able to vote. And illegal aliens are getting social security numbers, so this way they can actually go out and work because they're all on asylum claims. So there you go. And we are going to see mass voting in this country through illegal aliens. There is no doubt in my mind, through illegal aliens. Now, let's go back to the offensive thing for a second. So this teacher and these other teachers like them, and that there is an army of that, an ocean of them.
And just as a little detail here, they found the person who committed the suspension. She is a registered Democrat.
And there's no shock. Yeah. So that offensiveness that we're talking about, is it not offensive to the students who are sitting in that classroom that their parents go to work, many of them working very hard? These kids have to see their parents working hard, maybe latchkey kids, because mom and dad both have to work and overtime in order to be able to pay the bills, especially under Joe Biden's economy. And that they sit there and realize their parents are doing that, and they're not offended by the fact that somebody just crossed the border, broke the laws that maybe their grandparents fought for this country, and that that person gets to sit there and get all the special services and all the free lunches and everything else, and this kid's parents paying for that. That's not offensive. It's not offensive. All these teachers who wound up putting up striped flags, the LGBTQ flag, and take down the American flag and won't do the Pledge of Allegiance or anything else and do a pledge to whatever it is that they want to do to this time. They don't get that. They don't get that ripped out. So don't talk to me about offensiveness. Sue them. Sue them. Sue them. Take every money that they've ever gotten, any money they're ever going to make, and sue them. Now, with that being said, we really got some doozies coming up, man. We've got some doozies coming up. We've got a video that shows, this is Joe Biden. Today's show is about Joe Biden's America. We got a video of a student beating the crap out of the teacher as the teacher just sits there in the classroom because they're so afraid to do anything nowadays. We have a video of a new synthetic drug that's now hitting the streets under Joe Biden's America. Wait until you see what this drug does to people. We've got a story coming out of the West on where people are actually being asked to buy housing for illegal aliens, like to buy a house for them. We've got video of migrants taking over New York and demanding that they be given work permits. And we've got a new video from Mr. Mayorkas that is just going to piss you off. The problem is I can't show it to you on Facebook, YouTube, or Apple Podcasts. I can't show any of it to you. We can't even talk about it because we will officially get kicked off forever. And then we never be in touch with you. So please download the DML News app right now from the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store. It's completely for free. Go to tab 5, look for Team DML Membership, sign on, be a member, and you could watch us forever and ever and ever. These videos are always up there. You have the archives. You've got the ones that are in real time. Live chats we've got, the whole nine yards. Please do that now. If you do it, you help us stay in business. And for those of you who don't have smartphones, teamdml.com on your computer, on your desktop, on your tablet. For those of you who are Team DML, well, we have a video here for you. We have a video here for everybody. This is Joe Biden yesterday complaining about Donald J. Trump and some of the comments that he made or allegedly made. Play the video.
The one that offends me the most is when he refused his president to visit an American cemetery outside of Paris when he was president. Why? He said that those soldiers who gave their lives were, quote, was his quote, suckers and losers. Suckers and losers, he said it. Who the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is? These were heroes. These soldiers were heroes.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and Team DML.